Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heartbreak. I want to speak to you tonight about a very important doctrine. And this doctrine has to do with the blood of Christ. There's an old book by M.R. DeHaan called The Chemistry of the Blood. If you could find that book, I would recommend you read that book. Again, the title is The Chemistry of the Blood by M.R. DeHaan. I think it is imperative that we take a very close look at the documents. In fact, we should painstakingly study the documents. And I want to emphasize that tonight because I don't want you to be duped or deceived by the psychologized church. I don't want you to be duped into believing that a little adjustive therapy is all we need for salvation. I don't want you to be lied by certain ones who teach that our problem is that we do not live lives that are consistent with the world or the cosmic world system. You and I, in fact, are not of this world. We have been taken out as it were by Christ. And let me say that again another way. You and I are not out of this world at this. And there's another book that I want you to get by a very great Chinese believer. His name was Watchman Nee. Watchman Nee. And I really want you to read about this great believer and his faith in the face of adversity. Very wonderful. Why am I talking about these books? Well, I think you should also read Fox's Eye. I also think you should read Jesus Shrinks. Both the Fox's Book of Martyrs and Jesus Shrinks had to do with believers who, rather than renounce their faith, give up their faith, stood their ground about their faith unto death. Why did they do? Well, the revisionists of today, the postmodern revisionists, see Christianity as religion, as a mere religion. Christianity is not a mere religion. Christianity is based upon historical events that began in the first century AD with Jesus, the Christ, Jesus. Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, and his finished work on the tree that occurred outside of Jerusalem. The writer to the Hebrews says that you and I are to go forth with him outside of the camp. And we were to meet Jesus as one who was not a part of this world. Salvador Dali has a painting of a Christ, not a biblical Christ, but of a Christ who is suspended above. And there is this separation did suffer dogs pain, and you also familiar suffer dogs loss of image. The individuals at the Last Supper, well, what should seem to them? Don't you think about this kingdom and what it represents? When we go back to the Word of God, for instance, in the book of Acts, which is the first book of church history, we read these principles. This is Acts 20. And these are the words of Paul. He had many of the Ephesian elders. He is leading. And so this is what he says in verse 27. There was a call earlier, and sorry, I wasn't able to get to the call. If you call back tomorrow, show perhaps you can talk. I'd like to speak with you. So this is Acts 20, verse 27. For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Spirit is making overseers to feed the church of God she hath purchased with his own blood. Let me say at this point, in the New Testament, the gospel that is the good news of Jesus was heralded. It is preached to those who were not saved. The gospel was heralded to those who are unsaved. On the other hand, for believing ones were not preached to by the apostles. The saved ones were taught. And the teachers were called didaskalos. The didaskalos taught doctrine. Believers were carefully painted. They didn't talk the word of God. They were not preached to. You will not read the New Testament documents anything about three points in a poem. Biblical homiletics, that's very different from what we do today. You will not hear or read in any of the New Testament writers. Well, I have some practical things that I'm going to show you from the scriptures. They're not taught to the church in that manner. Tonight's emphasis is on this verse, verse 48. You are to feed the church of God which you have purchased with his own blood. And now let's go to Revelation chapter 1. Revelation 1 reads, verse 4, John to the seven churches which are in Asia. Grace be to you and peace from him which is, which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits that is attended to the completion of the Spirit, of his presence of the Spirit, which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness. And the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins with his own blood. Now, in the Greek, the word washed here is in fact the word loosed. Not washed, but loosed. Unto him that loved us and loosed us from our sins, or out from our sins, in his own blood. And the Greek preposition is apo, out from. Apo, A-P-O. So, this is a very powerful verse that I want to stop and take a very careful look at, because here is the essence of soteriology of adopted salvation for us, where Jesus did. Who he was, his impeccable sinless character, his finished work of Calvary for us, his complete selflessness, And they also write that his face is marred beyond human recognition. We read also that a bone of him would not be broken. Psalm 22 precedes, of course, Psalm 23, Jesus hanging on the cross, and he says, I can count all my bones. I can count all my bones. He says in Psalm 22, I am a one no man. He begins, by the way, at the Lamas is back to me. My God, why have thou forsaken me? Psalm 22. And he knows longer, because at that point he had been made to sin before. The Septuagint, we read that God the Father flung down upon the Son, upon his Son, at the official name. That point, Calvary was covered with this great cloud. That's the Son of God into wrath of God for us. We are not our own. While Christ's death of the Son of God. We read in John 1 that the Son of God devoted bruising his body. He said on the Mount of Transfiguration to the Peter, John said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. This is my beloved. There had never been a separation between the Father and the Son for all eternity. And at this moment, Jesus has made sin for us. That fellowship is broken. That separation, Jesus endured that separation that you and I have to have from God. If he had not done it, he had had the and so be. We lift him up, we praise him, we love him, because he first loved us. We know that God is love. We know that the Son has in his resurrection body the wounds of his suffering on our behalf. Jesus gave his life when my sins from our sins no longer cling to us. Now, here's the false thing that's said in the church. I am a sinner. You are now a saint of God because of the future of Christ. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Richard.